This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, April 24th. Well, we got the wheat markets looking like they want to try to get some traction here. Yesterday, we actually did put in a new contract low in Kansas City. Didn't quite do that in Chicago and Minneapolis. But then the markets reversed back up. We closed a couple cents higher across the board. So it wasn't like it was a screaming reversal to the upside, but at least we saw some positive numbers after getting a weaker start for the day. Now, seasonally, the markets normally are moving higher into this time of year, up into early May. That obviously is not happening, and usually that's because of some sort of weather premium being built into the market, but that just hasn't been the case. Hasn't been necessary this year. Here in the United States, crop conditions are improving and they're much above last year. And we've had very good rains across hard red winter wheat country from Texas all the way up to the Canadian prairies. In soft red, it hasn't been quite that easy of a growing season so far, but conditions are improving there as well. In the rest of the Northern Hemisphere, that's really where the pressure is coming from. Russia has gotten off to an excellent start in their wheat crop. They had a very mild winter, and they had a slight increase in plantings, and now here we are. They're looking at a near record production. Estimates from Sovicon hover at about 83.5 million tons. That's just shy of the 85 million ton record that they set just two summers ago. So it's very possible that we're going to see a test of those record highs. Because again, so far, we've seen very little stress to the wheat crop across the Northern Hemisphere. It's worth pointing out that Russia has seen some dryness in the southern region, but it's not critical at this point, and they've had some decent rains over the last couple days. Kind of the same story with much of the country of Ukraine, where they had a dry stretch here about 3-4 weeks ago. Then last week, they got a nice shot of rain. Looks like they got some more overnight as well. So they're okay. They don't have a huge reserve moisture base in the subsoil, but at this point, they'll get the crop growing and get it off to a decent start, and then it's just a matter of how much Mother Nature sends their way as far as moisture. But at least at this point, things are looking pretty good, especially in Russia. Otherwise, they wouldn't be increasing production estimates. In Canada, we got the plantings estimates out this morning. All wheat at 25.67 million acres. That is about 874,000 above the estimate, and it's 974,000 above last year. Most of that coming from spring wheat, where the estimate is 19.387 million acres. That's up 2.1 million over last year. In durum, at 5.02 million acres, that's down about 1.1 million from last year. So, you know, the rumors appear to be coming to fruition, where we had heard for several weeks that Canadian farmers were planning to a significant increase in spring wheat acres. And that appears to be the case, at least so far. It's interesting because here in the United States, we actually saw a drop in spring wheat acres from planting intentions, where the trade had been expecting an increase. Farmers had actually looked at decreasing acres. So it doesn't look like Canadian farmers and American farmers are thinking along the same lines. But nevertheless, this does portend a big spring wheat crop coming for North America, and that's likely going to keep pressure on prices as we move forward. So we'll see how this plays out, but I think from my perspective, when you're looking at this wheat market, obviously just the mere fact that Russia is looking at almost a record production year is just going to keep a big lid on this market. They fine-tuned their export projections for this marketing year that they're currently in. They just shaved it down about a couple hundred thousand tons, which is not a big deal. They still are exporting a significant amount of wheat. And the key is they've improved their port capacity and they've opened up markets in all corners of the globe. So their infrastructure is in place for them to continue to be the biggest player really in the wheat market. And they have become that. About 4 or 5 years ago, they exceeded everybody else as far as exports from a single country perspective. They keep increasing their production. They keep building the infrastructure to allow them to become the major player they are, and they keep adding to it. So it's a formidable competitor that they have become, and they're not going away, obviously. They continue to bring more land into production, and I think these wheat records of 85 million tons, that's going to come out probably this year, but eventually they'll just continue to ramp up production. Now, the problem is, where does that leave the rest of us, you know, kind of picking up the crumbs? And that's a big problem. You know, us in the, here in the U.S., we, not that long ago, were the world's price setter. We were the major player in the export market. And it's tough to concede that to Russia, of all countries, but it's tough to concede it to anybody. And it just changes the whole perspective of the market. You know, when you're looking at price direction, you're looking to Russia now and the broader Black Sea region, but primarily Russia. And that becomes the driver of the market. The U.S. still is a major player, obviously, with their own futures markets. That's still a big influence in our own markets, but it's more of a cash perspective, because, you know, when you're looking at futures markets, that's setting world price, and world price from a cash perspective is set by Russia. So there's this cross current there, but the bottom line is that futures markets are going to respond to what our domestic prices will be, obviously, but those are set by the world market. Because we depend so much on the export market, we are very influenced by what the export market does. And we've been getting bumped out time after time. Even when we managed to make some sales to Egypt, the world price drops immediately to match or go below our price. Same thing with Algeria last week. So it's no surprise and no secret that even if we do manage to be competitive, world price will immediately respond to that. And that comes out of Russia and or the broader Black Sea region. Even the Europeans have gotten pretty aggressive. But here in the U.S., it's largely because our prices have plummeted, because we have good growing prospects here for hard red winter wheat, but we're also looking at a massive crop coming out of the Black Sea region. And that's really what it all boils down to. What's going to happen to Russia? Now, I will say that from a seasonal perspective, usually you get your highs in early May. It's not uncommon if the market's doing the exact opposite of what your typical seasonal would be. You still get a turn, but obviously it's the opposite turn. So it's quite possible we could see a low in early May. And, you know, it's tough to envision the market going higher unless you have some weather problem developing in the Black Sea region, and in particular Russia. And that's not out of the question. It's not showing up now, but it's certainly not out of the question. I guess I'm suggesting that from a technical perspective, it looks like this market's just kind of barreling into, you know, selling into that seasonal window. And I would expect that probably will be a low. And that's just around the corner. It's a couple weeks away. And harvest in the Southern Plains is only, you know, just barely more than a month away. And so it's not that long before we get some wheat moving into our own pipeline. And it looks like a big crop. So even with acres at record low, if you have above average yields, that makes up for a lot of acres. So the bottom line is, I would expect us to carve out a bottom probably in early May, unless we get a quick rally first, which could happen. But even if we do get a low into early May, I think we'll just move sideways. We'll try to form a base pattern for a while as we work through the harvest here in the United States. And obviously we just pay close attention to what's going on in Russia. So that wraps it up for the week commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.